practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid Bible-believing local church. Certainly, it's a delight to have you there by the radio or by whatever device you may be listening to us this morning. Let's begin with a song entitled Christ Returneth, something that we can look forward to. Jesus could come again today. Do you believe that? I really do believe it, and it could be today. So let's listen to this song, Christ Returneth.
It may be at morn when the day is awaking, when sunlight through darkness and shadow is breaking, that Jesus will come in the fullness of glory to receive from the world his own.
Before we listen to that song, I said that Jesus could come again today, and that's absolutely true. We don't know when Jesus is going to come again. And by the way, when we talk about Christ coming again, we're talking about the first stage of the second coming of Christ, which is the rapture, where Jesus Christ will not come completely to the earth, but he will come into the clouds of the air and call those of us who are Christians home to be with him. That's described in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Verses 13 through 18. And that could happen today. Every now and then you'll find that somebody has predicted the date of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, we don't know when that date is going to be. Only the Father in heaven knows that. But the rapture is imminent. which means that it could occur at any moment, even before the end of this broadcast. And so as Christians, we need to be constantly focusing on that, because as it teaches us in 1 John chapter 3, verses 1, 2, and 3, our focus on the second coming of Christ enables us to maintain spiritual purity, because we never know when Christ is going to return. It could be today. And I trust that you're ready for it by, number one, knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, and then serving Jesus Christ as your personal Lord. Well, it is a delight to have you there by the radio today. Thank you again for the pleasure of your company. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, and I trust that you'll go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church today. If you don't have one to attend and you're here in the Altoona area, why don't you just drop by and visit us? We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street here in the Highland Park section of the city. And we have Sunday school this morning at 9:30. Our morning service will be at 10:30, and our evening service will be tonight at 6 o'clock. And by virtue of the fact that this is the first Sunday of the month, this evening we will be fellowshipping around the Lord's table. And then, of course, every Wednesday night we've got midweek services with children and youth ministries and a single mom's ministry at 6:30, and then prayer meeting and Bible study at 7 o'clock. Dr. Chris Davis is taking us through the book of Ephesians verse by verse, and he's doing a tremendous job with it, and so we would invite you to drop out and visit us. We have over 30 ministries here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, and I would encourage you to go to our website and learn more about our ministry. That website is simply www.fbcaltoona.org. That's fbcaltoona.org. And of course, if you want to contact us, I would encourage you to do that. You can call us at 814-944-2894, 814-944-2894, and our email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org, fbc@fbcaltoona.org. You may write to us by way of snail mail, as we say, to the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania. That's 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. If you have a prayer request, if you have a question about the Bible, don't hesitate to reach out to us on a fairly regular basis. People send us prayer requests, and of course, when they send those requests to us, we pray for them. So don't hesitate to send us a prayer request, and we would be delighted to take that request to God's throne of grace on your behalf. Now, if you live here in Pennsylvania and perhaps in other parts of the United States of America, this coming Tuesday is Election Day. And I say if you live here in Pennsylvania or in the United States of America, because this program is heard in various foreign nations as well. But coming up this Tuesday here in Pennsylvania is Election Day, and I would encourage you to make sure that you go and vote. You know, government is an institution of God, and Christians, every Christian, should be involved in government in various ways. And of course, we could list a number of ways in which we can be involved. We can be involved by praying. We can be involved by running for office. But certainly, we ought to be involved by voting. You see, when Christians vote, it gives us the opportunity to be involved in God's institution, the government, from the biblical perspective. Many people, when they go to the voting booth, have no idea what the Word of God says. They don't know what kind of a person to vote for from the biblical perspective. But those of us who are Christians ought to know where the various candidates stand on biblical issues and then vote biblically. And so by virtue of the fact that this coming Tuesday is Election Day here in Pennsylvania, please, I would encourage you to exercise your right and responsibility as a Christian to vote, and vote biblically and stand up for biblical principles, because we certainly need that here in the United States of America. Don't miss the voting booth. Go to it and vote biblically and ask God to bless your vote, bless your ballot as you submit it, but stand up for biblical truth in voting biblically this coming Tuesday. Let's pray. Father, we thank you and praise you once again for the opportunity that we have to be gathered together today around the radio with another Voice of Faith broadcast. Lord, you know everybody under the sound of my voice at this very moment. And again, I pray if there's even one who has not yet trusted Christ as Savior, that today would be the time of their salvation. And for those who do know you, I pray that the broadcast will be used in their lives by your Holy Spirit for your glory, to prepare them to go to a good, solid, Bible-believing local church to worship you in spirit and in truth with other born-again believers. So, Father, I just pray indeed that every one of us who are Christians today will determine to live biblically. And truly also, Lord, I pray that Christians will go vote this coming Tuesday, that a witness for Jesus Christ might be presented there at the voting booth once again for your glory. Now take the rest of the broadcast and use it according to your intended purpose, and we'll be careful to give you the praise for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here's a piano solo entitled Count Your Blessings. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, we go to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3, where the Word of God says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Now before I deliver a message entitled Your Christian Body, let's listen to the quartet as they sing, Complete in Thee.
Complete in Thee, no work of mine could take, dear Lord, the place of Thine. Thy blood hath pardoned but for me, and I shall stand complete in Thee. denied. Since thou my portion, Lord, will be, I ask no more, complete in thee. Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned but for me, and glorified I too shall be. Complete in thee, no more shall sin. Thy grace has conquered, reigned within. Thy blood shall bid the tempter flee, and I shall stand complete in thee. Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned, bought for me, and glorified I too shall be. Dear Savior, when before thy bar all tribes and tongues assembled are, among the chosen I shall be, at thy right hand, complete in thee. Yea, justified, O blessed thought, and sanctified salvation wrought. Thy blood hath pardoned bought for me, and I shall stand complete in thee. Complete in thee.
That's something that every one of us who know Jesus Christ as our personal Savior can say this morning, that we are complete in Him because of the salvation that we have through Him. Well, today for a few minutes, I would like to speak with you about the most important thing you have with you today. And that, of course, is not your pocketbook. That's not your Bible necessarily, though that's very, very important. But the most important thing that you have with you today is your body. Now think about that for a minute. You can do nothing without your body. So your body is very important to you, but if you're a Christian, your body is also very important to God. So today, I want us to consider the subject, your Christian body. And the text that we have before us today is 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20, where the Word of God says, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own? For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." That's 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. Now, before I talk about your Christian body, I want to ask you, are you a Christian? Have you ever trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Now, there's no doubt about it, but that if you are alive on earth, then you must recognize that God has made your body. Take some time and read Psalm 139. In that great psalm, we see that God put all the pieces of our body together, even in the wombs of our mother, so that we might be the person that God would have us to be. And so God created your body. Your body is a creation of God. But if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, your body does not belong to the Lord. It belongs mainly to the world and to the flesh and to the devil. You say it belongs to me. Well, yes, it does. But you see, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Savior, your body is that which the devil will use to further the advancement of sin and unrighteousness. But as a Christian, your body belongs to God. And so I ask you this morning, do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? If you haven't, I would encourage you right now to call upon His name and ask Him to save you, and He will. And when you trust Christ as Savior, your body becomes a possession of God. And we see that in this passage of Scripture that we've read today from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. There are three things I want to highlight out of those two verses. First of all, as a Christian, your body is the temple of God. You see it right there in the verse. It says, what? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God? You see, it's interesting to note that the ministry of the Holy Spirit is very significant in our lives. Indeed, it's the Holy Spirit who convicts us of our sin of unrighteousness and judgment so that we know that we are lost and that we need a Savior. But as it relates to those of us who are Christians, at the time of our salvation, the Holy Spirit baptized us into the body of Christ. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13. He placed us into the body of Christ. But also at the time of salvation, he sealed us. In other words, he has given us eternal security. We are sealed unto the day of redemption when we see Christ as Savior. That's according to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30. But also at the time of our salvation, the Holy Spirit indwelt us. He took up his permanent residency in our lives to the point that if you know Christ Jesus as your Savior, you can say today, as Paul brought out here in 1 Corinthians 6:19, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. He lives in your body. Right now, the Holy Spirit is in the body of every one of us who know the Lord Jesus. Secondly, as a Christian, your body does not belong to you. Again, look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. It says in the last part of the verse, ye are not your own. Verse 20 says, for ye are bought with a price. Ye are not your own. Ye are bought with a price as a Christian. You see, as a Christian, you are purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ's redemptive work on the cross. In Acts chapter 20 and verse 28, it tells us that through Jesus Christ's blood, he purchased the church. And of course, when you know Jesus Christ as Savior, you are a part of the church, the body of Christ, because you've been placed into that body through the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And so, as a Christian, you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. Your body belongs to the Lord. You are purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ and through his redemptive work, and therefore you belong to the Lord, but also because you belong to the Lord, you should serve him. It's interesting to note in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, the Bible says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And many times we stop there at the end of verse 9. But verse 10 goes on to say, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Because your body as a Christian does not belong to you, you and I, as Christians, should do everything that we can to serve him because we are ordained unto doing the good works of ministry. And so I ask you today, as a Christian, what are you doing in your body for the Lord? You are bought with a price. You're not your own. Use your body to serve the Lord every day of your life. So as a Christian, your body is the temple of God. Your body does not belong to you. Thirdly, as a Christian, your body is to glorify God. Look at verse 20 of 1 Corinthians 6. It says, for ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Glorify God in your body. Now that word glorify is an interesting word. It's used many times in the Word of God, and it means to honor, to exalt, to worship, to praise, and to serve. And so the fact of the matter is, as Christians, we know the Lord. God is our Heavenly Father. Our body is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit because we've been redeemed by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Therefore, in everything that we do, we should honor, exalt, worship, praise, and serve the Lord. You'll say, how do we do that? How do we glorify God? Well, number one, by our actions. In our actions, we should make certain that we are constantly in obedience to God's word. And of course, by our actions, it's important that we be separated from sin. When we see sin has come into our life, we need to confess that sin and repent of that sin so that we might get back into a right relationship with God. But also we need to learn to reject sin. The more we reject sin, the less we'll have to confess it. But by our actions, we should certainly glorify God. But certainly we should also glorify God by our activities. And by our activities, I mean by our relationships. It's very important that as Christians, we build good, solid, wholesome Christian relationships with other people who know and love the Lord. And then in our activities, by our ministry, we should serve the Lord. Jesus Christ saved you, dear Christian. The Holy Spirit dwells within you, dear Christian. And as a Christian, you are to honor and glorify God. And one of the ways to do that is by being involved in ministry, determined to serve the Lord. You'll say, Pastor Gary, what should I do? Well, I don't know what God would have you to do. But if you're a Christian, ask the Lord that specific question. Lord, what would you have me to do in ministry? And He will give you that direction. But as a Christian, your body belongs to the Lord. And I want to conclude by giving you another very famous passage of Scripture that most Christians know. It's Romans 12, 1 and 2, where it says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may know what is that good, perfect, and acceptable will of God. Your body, dear Christian, belongs to God. Use your body to glorify God, to exalt God, to serve God, and you'll be blessed, and God will be honored. Well, I want to thank you so very much for joining me today. Now go to a good, solid, Bible-believing church, and until next Sunday at this same time, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, God bless you. Keep looking up, for remember, Jesus could return again today. And to that we say, amen. Even so come, Lord Jesus.
Okay, let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbcaltuna.org. That's www.fbcaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.